Begin the Karan Dab Mesef, the Shabbos Dab Kuf Mem, we begin the Amud Beis, we begin the Tzeis the Masel, and begins the words of the Gemara, Be'ibashal Karka, but regarding a trough on the ground, Dibar Kolasa, that everyone's going to hold, it's going to be forbidden. Tzeis can explain, why is it according to everyone? Because although we're saying that it would be a problem because of Shvuy Gumois, because of flattening out the holes in the ground, which are a problem about Chayrish or Baina, but Tzeis is bothered. It says, Avagav the Merabitz, although we have by settling the dust, by pouring water on the ground. Sharina le Reb Shimon, we find Shimon holds it permitted. There's more brunt on the Yemen Aleph because of Dov Shein Meskaven. So why is it any different when you're sweeping the ground versus if you're settling? It's the same thing about this concern of being mashal the gumlis. And even if you do it, Reb Shimon holds it's unintended, and if it's permitted, that's just says Hacher Regilus will Meskaven lashav gumlis. Here the concern is because it's normal to actually have intent. It's not like you might do it unintendedly. No, you might actually have intent because when you're coming to sweep, the person might actually go and have that intention to smooth out the ground, but Chashin and Tveishim is coming, therefore we're actually more concerned that you might have intent, and therefore even Reb Shimon would agree it's forbidden. So therefore Tveishim explains, even the Reb Shimon permits to settle the dust of the house, and he's not concerned for Shavu Gumlis, that's because of Dabashay Miskaven. Here he says it's going to be forbidden because it's not going to be Dabashay Miskaven. The concern is that it might be a Dabar Miskaven, and therefore even according to Reb Shimon, that would be forbidden.